It's New York area, New York City.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the area.
Hello.
6 p.m. Zoom meeting tonight. So I wanted to call you and see if you were available and if you were planning on getting that underway. I can hang in here for a couple minutes, but after that, I'm going to have to meet for the Amboy Town Board meeting. So I will be able to sustain a Zoom meeting for the duration of their. Hey, Matt, Paul Batch, you're calling at 6:05, and the Parish Village Board is waiting for you to start their 6 p.m. Zoom meeting tonight. So I wanted to call you and see if you were available and
Are you trying to unmute? Because you're muted, Village Hall.
How's that?
That's better.
Oh, there you
go. Okay. Yep, Ken and Matt Johnson.
Okay.
Good evening, Ken.
Good evening. So we didn't get you the last time we met, which was on the 8th. Correct?
The 8th of March?
Yes.
Yeah, I was trying to, I thought there was a Zoom on the 8th of March. I was trying to get on, but there wasn't one set up.
No, I don't think we Zoomed last time. No. So what, is there something you want to contribute or ask or mention?
I just wanted to make sure, Mayor, that you got the email I sent out regarding those two questions we had about the chlorine meter and the blowers, and that there were additional costs for installation, probably about $1,200 per chlorine meter and about $2,500 per blower / VFD. So that was what I wanted to make sure got added.
I think we did.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm going to find the line. Because I added one line in there. Oh, I added the line. 8130.451 is the blowers and VFD. That's where those lines, that would go. And that's the 7,700.
Can you hear them?
Yes, I hear them.
Okay.
Okay, so so that was where I have 7,700 down. That was based on our prior discussions and your little kind of spreadsheet looking piece of paper.
Right. And so then when I went back, because the question came, I just lost it. The question came, what about installation? And there was, oh, come on. Don't you just love when you've got something and then it disappears?
Yeah.
It's like, where'd it go? I just had it.
Well, I'm looking at a copy of your 215 email, if that's what you were looking for.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, it says question number one was, what is the actual cost of chlorine meter and is there additional cost for installation? Answer, $6,250 right. Each. Installation not included, there would be an additional $1,200 each. So $6,250. Okay, so that means that that line, if that's where that line is going, then 62 and 62 is way under 7,700, and definitely 2,400 is not there either.
Right.
What line?
8130.451 page two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
81.
And it's 0.451.
Right,
that's the one I specifically added for, put it in there. And if you look to your right, it's all zeros across the board except you get to the proposed budget of 7,700. So.
Oh, okay.
So that would only handle one of those units or one of the, I forget what the, how much the lower actual cost.
I thought that's all we discussed was just doing one this year because it was just too much.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. Okay. Do one this
right,
year.
So
do year. One.
Right, that's why we come for the 7,700. Was yeah. We're just going to do the one.
Okay. All right. Well, yep. Then two. Then well, let's see. Make sure we got enough. 6,250, 1,200. I get 7,450. So 7,700 should cover one.
Right. That's what we gave. Yep. 7,700 to get a little extra just in case for yeah. You know.
Okay.
Who knows? Yep.
And
okay.
The installation of it or putting it in
yeah.
should come under
no that line item. If it's associated with that.
It will be in that line item?
Yep.
Right, there's still a couple hundred extra in there. So
well, I don't know if that's all right. I'm just thought maybe we could stick it under something else where you know like equipment maintenance or
no, it wouldn't be if you're installing
no, it. No, yeah, you're right.
I mean, yes, there's a piece already there, but you're but you're buying a new
yeah, one. We can also put it under building. Yeah, that's not the word I want.
Yeah, down at the plant.
Down at the plant, putting it on the
plant maintenance line.
No, yeah,
which already has.
There's another one there for upgrading things.
Improvement.
Yeah, sort of improvement, but there's another name for it. I can't think of it right. Capital improvement.
There you go.
What's that?
It's not a capital improvement, though.
Right.
What is it?
Capital improvement would be
anything that.
No, capital improvement usually comes from the comptroller's office. Capital improvement would be like when we put the new roof up here.
Right.
That's a capital improvement.
If you put a new furnace downstairs, that's a capital.
I would say no. That's maintenance.
You no, it's capital improvement. No, you put a brand new one in there. Well, so we're putting a brand new.
It's more efficient. Therefore, it's a capital improvement. It's a fine line, but
But you are okay. Well, there's already 13. So if you're, well, you've got 13,000. If you're going on say plant maintenance, you've got 13,000. But then on capital improvement, we got to find it.
I would definitely put a blower in capital improvements because that's going to reduce your energy consumption. Chlorine meter is a little iffy, but.
Yeah.
I didn't have very often.
No, I don't.
Actually, we don't have a capital improvement line.
No, we don't. No. Not for the sewer.
No.
I thought we did. Well, we got one for the.
You have for the general, yes. Some things are allowed in the general, but not the sewer. Like you can't have a contingency fund over here on not the sewer both. Side. Yeah.
But we do.
It's kind of extra money on the lines. You just can't call it out.
Yeah.
Would it be beneficial to have it?
Could be. That's again provided it's allowed that I can if it's allowed for me to use it in the accounting program, just put it into the sewer side.
But that would be a little pocket where you could pull from if you need it.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand why they don't do that because now they're saying that they want us to have money set aside for improvement. So we don't go into almost killing the down there and then have to rebuild it all.
Right. Correct.
Boy, that's too heavy, correct. I can't really move my head. I was in the middle of stuff.
I just pushed up supper and I'm sitting there. Keep on like,
what's easy? I mean, you know, usually what it takes is.
Minor modifications to the blower means the piping
inspector. What's that?
I'm reading his second question. It says, will there be any modifications to the new blowers? And the answer is, there may be minor modifications where the blower meets the piping. We expect to cost additional $2,500 per blower to install. $2,500 per blower / VFD to install to do the electrical and piping modification work.
Correct.
Well, I mean, there's 13,000 on the plant maintenance line, but obviously those are at the plant. So what I didn't bring my whole folder with me. So anybody remember what was he? Were you planning on 13,000 worth of work at the plant?
Yeah, I mean, there's some doors and all kinds of goodies.
Oh, yeah. Two doors that right. I know of. I looked at the other ones. They don't look that bad. But the two in the chemical room, I guess that's what they call it. I looked at those. Those are really rusty on the bottom. Tom and I talked about it here about 2 weeks ago. Did you talk to him since then?
So you're... Nothing changed since you spoke. Nothing different. The only thing was each one of those blowers is about, let me see, I got two blowers for $12,600, so each blower is about $6,300. DFDs are about $1,400 a piece, it looks like. And then, you know, adding them. And again, that was another thing we said, well, we could do one this year if possible. And then just phase it in over the next couple of years. So each, a blower and VFD set is going to cost you probably about that, close to that 13,000. We're going to have 14, 7,000, 25, probably about $9,500 each total.
Okay, so that's where the...
Then we had a couple of doors for a couple thousand bucks. Talking about repairing the
doors, sludge line. Doors are already covered under building maintenance.
Well, actually, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. So we're buying. Okay, so we're buying the blowers and the VFD each or under the 7,700. Okay, so that's that. But okay, I misread. That's chlorine meters. So we don't have a line for chlorine meters. So unless you want to.
How much were the chlorine meters again?
He's got an answer: 6,250 each, 1,200 installation each.
I think we decided that we weren't going to do the chlorine meters because it was just the added cost. If I remember correctly, that was a conversation we had.
Yeah, well, do get
right, but
because at least one.
I'm just going to remember what I thought we talked about.
Well, I know when I talked about it, he goes, "That's probably by using the new meters, you cut back on some of your chemicals."
Right.
But actually, I don't know how much chemicals are in. I am getting them to not to be going down there. I have my gun on them.
Yeah, I think the conversation we had last time was, if we can't do both, I'd rather have a blower than a chlorine meter. We'll survive without a chlorine meter. The blowers are really, I said, if you put a gun to my head and said, which one can you have? You're going to have one. Which one? I said, give me blower. So,
I think that's why we chose to do the blower and the VFW or VFDs, and we're going to hold off on the chlorine meters. That's why it's not in there.
Yeah.
So it won't be next year.
I kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. So I gotta get my calculator here real quick. And I think that's where we came up with the 7,700. But I didn't realize that the installation was not included. So hold on, just give me one second. 6,300.
See, Tom and I looked at the doors, and I looked at the bottom of them. They're pretty rusty. Because he said, So two of the doors we're going to replace, and then the other doors we're just going to put new hardware on them to put new ones in there.
Gotcha. So that $7,700 was for a blower, but we'd have to increase it by $2,500 for installation. So $7,700 pays for the equipment.
Why is this so much?
And then it's $2,500 for installation. Because it's electrical and piping.
Electrical and piping modifications.
Yeah. And it may come in less than that, Neil. I don't know. I'm just, giving up.
Blower VFD.
I don't want to go over budget.
Yeah.
Well, no. I understand. I'm just.
Do we need to increase that line?
I think we're pretty well set for this year. Because I think we had some columns that we put extra in there just in case. Didn't we, Kevin?
Well, you got 5,000 on equipment maintenance.
Hey, we put 5,000 in last year. We only spent, $1,000 so far.
Equipment maintenance, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, we do have some extra in there if we had to.
Okay.
I think we're good on. We should have enough in there to cover that on other lines, such as like that one.
Okay.
And grant a couple doors. I don't know how much those are going to be.
Right.
I'm going to put a camera down there, right?
Camera down where? Security camera?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can put a security camera. Those are cheap. We can get a couple security cameras and put down there. That's not a big deal.
I mean, well, if you ran a line on BFD of blowers, and you still have, let's see, he's got 77 there, and then he's got plant maintenance itself at 13,000. So
we're pretty
good. Yeah, we should be okay.
And that we just take time and put them up on the pole and have people throw things at it. Throw money
there
at
you them. Go.
Valuable money.
Well, yeah, but all the changes on the thing is ours. Anything
that'll be our fundraiser. That was about all I had, unless you've got something for me.
I do, but it has. Send us a copy of what we're going to do with that other tank, right?
Let it warm up a little bit so I can get into that thing and really examine everything.
Okay.
And then get that off to you. All right. Probably next month.
Because I know that's something that they gave me the other day about the sewer.
Yeah.
About that part of the sewer.
Yep. It's going to be a big project. But I'll get all into that probably in the next couple of weeks, probably April, when I don't have to freeze, and we'll get that all taken care of. We'll get that off to you.
All right.
I'll
go through that one more time now. Well, I think we're all set on the sewer.
Yeah, I think we're on that.
All right. Mayor or Ken, does anybody, how did the application go for that CDBG, or has it just now been submitted and they're just waiting for the hear back?
I haven't heard anything. You heard anything back?
I've not heard anything from Ian, but that did have to be submitted, so I'm sure he got it submitted. But I'll reach out to him tomorrow and find out.
Yeah, because I've gotten a couple of different emails just in the general email saying, hey, there's CDBG applications and here's the deadlines and stuff. But I'm pretty sure the one that's been met. So,
I'll reach out to Ian and just
it's probably just a sit and wait now.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Now we wait for them to announce.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll give it a update.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Have a lovely night.
You too. Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
Tell Tom I see him on Wednesday.
Will do. Mm-hmm. Bye.
I'm going down the buggy on Wednesday.
Well, he knows you're coming. It's no fun.
Well, that's true. Sometimes I do sneak down other times.
Of course, then
Wednesday's the only time I really have.
Yeah.
He took this, did he say, for his increase to 52? Is that where we come up with 3.212?
Yeah, because it was 50,004.
He designated the 52, taking a 3% increase.
I think so, yeah.
Do you mean his budget?
No, his
salary.
Contact operation, yeah.
Yeah, contact operation.
I thought two would have been sufficient, but
what does the contract say?
I don't think it specifies. I don't know if I have a copy.
It might have been 51 and some high dollars, and I was round up to 52.
Right.
Easier to calculate because if you have odd cents running around, then you wonder why do I have odd cents in the end here? Yeah, that's why. Never mind.
I was just curious if the contract specified.
Yeah, no, I'll have a look and see. I don't know if I brought.
No. It might have been on that little spreadsheet thing he had. Mm-hmm. We were going down through it. And
he said it'd probably be an increase of 2% every year.
I don't want him to get too comfortable with that.
Right, but I mean, I'm just curious. The contract says 2%.
I'm not sure what
3. Well, he's only getting 2. Sorry, contract says.
I don't don't know what they got. I don't think anybody.
I don't think it's in there.
I don't think anybody
specifies.
I read one. I read a contract the other day. Too much if and.
When's their contract renew?
Then I don't know.
Let's see what's next year. 2022. I think it might be next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Well, they do. They did fix. I mean, they didn't fix. See, I asked them. You know, every time I go down there, I says, "What's wrong with this air compressor?" Well, they say it's broken.
They finally get it hooked up.
They've got it hooked up and working fine.
So
it looked like it never hooked it up.
No, I mean, you kind of have to plug them in.
Well, the wires were just laying there to be, you know.
Right, yeah.
And according to somebody that they broke it, they blew something on it. Yeah. And I said, well, they did that. Then how come they didn't take it back to the manufacturer when it happened?
Yeah.
Well, Doug and Ken argue back and forth about whether it was broken or not.
Who did?
Doug. When Doug was here.
Well, Doug said it was.
What? Doug said it wasn't. Doug said it was brand new. It was never used.
No.
Yeah, but then what was it unplugged?
It was never hooked up.
Right. I know that. But according to what I was told.
No, right. But they said down there, they kept telling us that it was hooked up and it broke, and then they disconnected it.
Right.
And Doug was telling us, it was never hooked up. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it was never hooked up.
Well, I believe that.
Right.
And I forced him into doing it. I said, we got to get this done. We got, if it's no good, let's get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I'll give you $100 for that. Because I figure whatever's wrong with it couldn't have been that bad.
Right. But if it works, good.
Yeah, it works.
Thanks. They tried telling us it didn't work, so they could blow the lines out or whatever, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's why they use the small one.
Right.
And the small one looks like crap.
So basically, overall, the. Your appropriations, but if you look on your page 3 again, just to recap. Yeah.
Okay.
The current budget this year that we're currently operating on is 177.6. It went up to 196, so basically only went up 10%.
Well, I guess that's not too bad.
Because you've got a lot of, like your principal on the debt, on the key bank loan, the principal came down. I'm sorry, principal went up, interest came down. Right. You saved some money on the 33% decrease on the inhibitors, 100% decrease on the permit to haul wastewater, 100% decrease on each of the three vehicle lines, fuel, insurance.
Yes.
That's 300. There's 300% right there. But other than that, you can see on your percent changes on the right far right hand column.
Yep.
On the revenue side that we have direct control over is the sewer rate. So,
yeah. Right.
So, and that's still keeping it at $155.50 per quarter times, or $622 a year times 260.75 units.
I mean, to even that out, we'd have to raise that quite a bit realistically.
Yeah. Although I guess you guys might want to just put this on for discussion at the Wednesday meeting. There's a discrepancy. I don't know. I'd have to look in the sewer law to figure out why, but we have two churches in the village,
right,
on the sewer. And the Presbyterian church is one unit. The Methodist church is only a quarter unit.
Yeah, I don't figure that one.
I don't know how I got it.
Only a quarter unit?
For the Methodist, yeah.
Really?
So in the interest of equity, keep
we all raise at least one.
Yes. But
have they made changes since that went through? Is that why it would have only been a quarter?
No, there haven't been any changes. Each church has a gathering hall.
mm-hmm. with a bathroom and a kitchen, or two bathrooms and a kitchen. Methodist Church has their gathering room. Kitchen's downstairs. Bathroom's up there.
What did the Catholic Church work was when that was it? One unit, right?
Maybe two. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back a little because
well, it doesn't make any
sense. Yeah,
but I just want to know why the Methodist Church.
I don't know. It's been a quarter, and now that we're looking at our sewer units, I go, yeah, that's a little odd.
Has anybody else been
calling a quarter unit? Yeah, there's a couple.
Cheese factories.
Yeah.
Quarter or three quarter?
No, I think that's half.
He's either half or quarter. The Grange building down there.
The old Grange building. This one's a quarter.
In a quarter or a half. This one next door.
One next door.
A quarter or a half.
Because it doesn't have any water. And it doesn't have any
facilities. Bathrooms. Yes, just giant storage. I'd have to look for sure on the. Well, it's in the office. I just haven't updated yet with the loss of these two, but other than that, it's. I mean, we adjusted for the well. We did when the school closed and BioCerx took over. Yeah, that was a loss of. But we had figured for that part in the next year's budget with the loss of them. So
now, how much are we getting from BioCerx?
$1,555. I believe it's 10 units exactly.
Exactly 10 units.
It used to be 39.
Well, I know it was 39.
So yeah, it's 15.
Has he hired anybody since? See, he was supposed to hire 50 more people.
I
don't know if he did or not. And I don't think he's telling me.
Neither.
He won't let anybody go in there and look, see what he's doing.
You know, I kind of know what he's doing.
Yeah, he wants to keep the place. Well, yeah,
that's not for the public's information.
But we're not the public. We're a government.
Well, he's even, I will agree with Neil. He's even, I don't say freaky, not freaky.
Paranoid.
Yeah, a little bit. Even to let the fire company in there. So in case we have to, I say we, because it's a fire company. I could be standing outside that front door, theoretically, and humping the hose through it, you know, pushing the hose down to the crew.
You want to know what kind of company?
Correct. He's kind of leery about letting an entire company of firefighters through. So the chief is trying to get him to at least let the line officers go through because they're probably going to be the ones going in with a hose crew.
Yeah.
Don't they legally have to tell you what kind of chemical they're?
Legally, yes.
Legally, they should. You should ever. The fire department should have a list of what kind of chemicals they're having down there.
They have
for hazmat.
But you know that those big companies don't always tell you what's in there.
I disagree with that. I had to do all the writing in our facility.
Yeah.
I had a huge mongoose book of every chemical that was in there.
Right.
MSDA.
Yeah. MSD.
Safety data.
Yep, the MSDAs. He should have a list of every chemical and everything possible.
Yeah, I worked for one company and they didn't put down half it.
That's
dangerous stuff that
they were. Right, but they get caught doing that.
Yeah, they get caught. They're in trouble.
I understand.
Of course, nowadays they don't do that.
I mean, the fire department should know what's
right. Supposedly, he's going to, your chief or them and him are going to get back together when it comes warmer weather, so we're not tracking slop and mud all, you know.
Okay. Well, I get that it's a very clean area for what he does.
Which is one reason they built the pole barn and the breezeway coming across it, so that they didn't have to drive their stuff from their inside building outside on a forklift to put it in the back of the semi.
Well, I did understand.
Yeah, I get all that, but I mean,
yeah,
absolutely. You guys should know what's
in
there.
Yeah, they should.
Well, like I said, I think they know approximately what's in there.
Yeah, but certain things can't mix with water and blah, blah, blah. And,
but anything ending in an IUF does not mix with water. It goes flash over.
Right.
It flashes.
Yes, I know. We had little tablets. We could throw them into hot metal, nothing would happen, but you could throw them into water.
Yeah.
Kaboom!
Mm-hmm. And sparks.
Magnesium and water, right?
Benzene and water.
It's like magnesium and water.
Well, that's what benzene. They were, magnesium.
Yeah.
Benzene, too.
Yeah, benzene. Yeah.
I had that right in front of me. Anyway.
Which, speaking of the fact, I mean, has when was the last time a friendly invitation to the fire company to come out and take a look at their sewer pump plant? Because you've got chlorine down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they also have a system up there. Yeah. I don't know if they do or not.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not advocating the fire company come down. I'm just asking, since we're talking about
the fire company
should know what's down there.
Are they familiar with it? They've been down to know?
I don't know.
You should know most of the chemicals are right on here.
Yeah, I can tell you. Yeah, sure. Polymer comes in. Is it in a bag or a bucket? I don't know.
Polymer, I think, comes in a bag.
The fireman, the chief gets down, doesn't he?
I have never seen him down.
I don't know. I don't even know if they
should know where they're at.
You're right. They should be.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, not because, but yeah, in the event that one of those chlorine systems, well, case in point, when the school district over there had their diesel fuel leak from the second floor, which the tanks were on the second floor for some stupid reason, and it all went down into the little drain, and the drains all emptied into the sewer, and then all that stuff migrated down to the plant, and nobody knew about it.
Well, because the guy that was supposed to follow a certain procedure, he skipped the first one and went right to the third one.
He went to called DEC, said, yeah, we had a spill, but it's contained. Yeah, it went. But then the only reason that the sewer people found out about it was when they opened the door the next morning and got darn near knocked over by fuel oil fumes.
Yeah.
Like, oop, because that was
only. Because if they went by procedure, it was call the mayor, call DEC, then call somebody else.
Mm-hmm. I think the first one would have been called 911. We've got a fuel spill and it's heading downstream to the plant.
Maybe. But see, then we could have shut it off because there's a shutoff valve in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be down there.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had a few days. And that was in the wintertime, too.
Yeah, and the school bitched and yelled about that. And we said, too bad. So sad, your insurance paying.
Yeah. Yeah, because that was when Babcock was, Harold. Was the codes officer, and he goes, they won't let me on there because they were only picking up, only their building inspectors could come in because state education law. Yeah, no, municipals can't come in here, only our inspectors can come in here.
Which is crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we're all happy with the sewer?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy.
All right.
I'm happy go lucky. Yep.
Two on this end, three headed that way.
Yeah, well, when I was his age, companies could get away with a lot with just by greasing somebody's hands.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think they can anymore. Yeah. Well, a little bit.
The right people can, yeah. It really depends how much is in that hand. It's a lot harder to get away with it, but it still happens.
Oh, I imagine it does. Okay.
I was supposed to write it. I forgot to write myself a note here for something. It's public works. I thought it was under groundskeeping and mowing. One is mowing here. One was mowing down at the plant.
Mm.
And I think that's 0.11 is mowing at the plant. And I forgot to.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Forgot to put it in a parentheses remark box there.
Oh yeah, you were going to do that.
Yeah. Janitorial equipment. I mean supplies. How come that went up 80%?
COVID BS and all that.
Yeah, because he's got.
Is that why?
Yeah, because he's got to have gloves, although everyone likes to ration them.
Well, I don't blame her.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, okay. Mm. If it was me, I'd do one set of gloves in here, toss them,
and do a clean
in the bathroom,
yeah.
Toss them,
yeah.
Move into the next area, gloves, toss them.
I think you're supposed to do that.
Yeah, you can't ration
PPE. No. But anyways, I was just wondering. That was raised because of the COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
So I think everything I didn't.
Insurance went up 12%.
I'm
just seeing stuff that went up. That's The one went down 100% because we got rid of the vehicle.
Right. Which, when you guys sell the vehicle, that will, on the sewer side, that will come in as a sale of equipment as unanticipated revenue. So there you've got some money coming in.
Are you talking to Craig about that auction?
Craig.
Yeah, you were talking about the auction.
I was even on whatever.
The online stuff?
Auctions in
international.
No, I haven't yet.
We brought the vehicle.
And again, this contains all the revenues / expenditures as of February 28th. Okay. So you can see how close you got to the target.
Mm-hmm. You got another minus here.
Which one are you looking at? I mean,
can you recall from the previous year any areas that we hadn't anticipated where when you start balancing things out that you had to pull more because we hadn't budgeted in a particular area?
How come Christmas decorations?
Because it was in the wrong line.
What was in the wrong line?
The Christmas decorations. That's for the lighting for the street. That's for the power bill. That's what that line was for. He had moved that money to a different line.
That's over under the celebrations line now.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
It's still there. It just got moved to a different line.
Right.
Yeah, because that line, if you look, it says lighting or electrical or lighting and street lights.
Street lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean under recreation? You got electrical there.
So right here, celebrations, this line.
What line it?
A7550-4.
A7, right on top.
The column, the category heading is on page 5, but the actual paperwork, the number code line is on page 6.
Right.
Yeah.
And you just took it out of one.
So
So basically that 800%
is to buy new decorations.
Yeah. But I'm looking at the percent line. How much it changed.
Yes.
And that's because we never had it in that line before. We always
We haven't really bought that many new decorations other than replacing flags, which
you got one more year of bugging me about buying decorations, and then might
be flying. Now you started something, you got to stick around.
If I can't remember, I'm not going to be able to
put little sticky notes on your shirt.
Everyone, what the hell is this? I don't know. Workers' comp went down.
Yes, that's we're part of the county self-insurance plan, and they sent me paperwork for budgeting purposes. Said, hey, here's your apportionment for fiscal year, and then they'll turn on a bill us shortly after our fiscal year begins, or somewhere thereabouts. So wherever, we spent $666 this year. We budgeted $750. They've lowered it to $560. So that's based on a combination of numbers of claims, which we haven't, I don't think we've had any, and our something else. I'd have to look on the actual letter. They broke it out.
And what's that? You get workers' comp $560 a year. Jesus.
Well, we're part of the county. It's part of the county plan.
It's
part of the county plan, yeah. Oh, well, maybe if you were driving a county truck, maybe.
Yeah.
Driving a nice big orange thing.
I can do work for the county. I don't want to pay the workers' comp insurance. It's stupid money.
Well, I think the insurance company keeps themselves going in the billions of dollars.
Yeah, New York State Insurance Fund, they're great.
Well, New York State don't have much choice because New York State says you got to have insurance, and you're the only one. We're the only ones that can sell it to you.
There's a couple, but
the cheapest one is New York City.
No, they're the most expensive because if you can't get
it, well, yeah, any place else,
right? They have to give it to you, and they charge up. Yeah, on the lake where.
I know the one guy got his from over London. What's the name?
Lloyd's of London.
Lloyd's of London.
Yeah.
They're,
that's two arms in the leg.
Yeah, but it did save his butt though. Somebody tried to sue him. Lloyd of London says, I'm sorry, you got a sign up there that says horseplay is not acceptable on this arena. For roller skates. Mm-hmm. And he says, and you can prove on those cameras that those boys were horse playing and they got hurt. Fuck them. And Lloyd of London, I guess when they went, they didn't even go to court. The judge saw Lloyd of London on there. He says, oh, right there. They're right, you're wrong. Isn't that the way to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, your total appropriations, you're looking to spend $173,944, yep. Which is up 0.5% in the overall scheme of the mathematics. Which then brings you over to your revenue page of nothing we have direct control over is property tax. And we are at the 1.31%, which basically is 1.31 growth factor.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we got, we're going to raise it just a little bit again this year.
That is the raise.
Yeah, the 1.31%.
We can't. Okay. We're right at the we are right at it.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless you guys want to Wednesday vote to override that,
then
we can raise the taxes.
No, I think that's fine.
We're going to move right out of town. I'll sell my house and move out of state.
I mean, I know the state keeps yelling that we don't, that this board doesn't get enough money.
Well, I don't know how the state can complain because, actually, I have two forms. I got to finish the tax cap form, and then I have to do the constitutional tax form. And you guys are way, not even close to your constitutionally, state constitutionally taxing. You're not even. You may maybe using.
Maybe we're half, huh?
Not even. You're lucky if you're at 35% of your capability. But the rest of revenue, the rest of your revenues is just is basically guesstimates.
Right.
I mean, you can see obviously non-property tax distribution by county. That's the sales tax. That's quarterly sales tax. So even with COVID, we kind of still got
okay.
I mean, realistically, shake is up. You know, people are still buying a lot of stuff. Realistically, yeah. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because people are moving out of the city. What's coming to the country?
I said, now it's time to sell my house.
No, actually, well, then sell it.
Well, actually,
where are you going?
I'll go to freaking Tennessee. See you guys later.
Actually.
Yeah, but you think that's cheaper?
Tax-wise.
You mean state tax-wise?
All in all.
Sure.
No, actually, every time somebody sells property, that's a different source of revenue from the county. And then we'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, but I don't think our file is coming yet. Oh, sorry. Kind of sales tax. Works fees, yeah. Interest in earnings. Actually, we made better on our interest. We guesstimated 300. We made 335 on our interest in earnings. Anything 2401.
Good.
And you've made $4.10 off that 60 lips on that 60-day CD that we have.
So invest in Bitcoin.
Let's see. Your fund for community infrastructure upgrade, you made $364 just on that one. You basically estimated 160. And your audit reserve account, $7.29 interest so far. Town, they've paid half of their rent so far. I know she's refusing to sign these because she wants keys to offices. I've kind of heard all about that.
Yeah. She wants to do what?
She wants keys to.
Yeah.
We're supposed to talk about that on Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, at least that's what I understand from the joint meeting. So, but we've gotten half of the time. They usually pay in January and June anyway. So we won't get another payment for them until June.
All right.
And so,
oh, she wasn't keeping the budget.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I didn't fill that line in. Oops.
What line's that?
$20,005 town rent. Oh. I just noticed it's down 100%. Ooh. Oops. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah.
I'll print some nice new copies here for Wednesday night anyway.
All right.
So 20,000. See, it's a good thing we're looking down this thing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'd have gone through the thing and go, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Looks good. Then we go, then I'd be, well, actually, then that would have been a negative number. Yeah, the revenue column, the negative numbers are good. But yeah, no, I missed it. I'm assuming it's 20,005. You're keeping the rent? 20,005?
Okay. Yeah, you're going to raise it to 30 next year.
Hey. All right, let's see. Rental of gym, okay. Oh, duh, no, shoot. I'm an idiot.
You what?
I fell in my own stupid.
Wrong spot.
No, it's already accounted for. Mm-hmm. Remember, I had to create the new line 82412. That's where the town's rent is at.
Oh, okay.
2410, which is why I felt my mistake of down 100%. Yeah, I didn't put it in there.
What is 2410?
2412.
It used Parish.
Yeah, that used to be the town of Parish's rent.
Yeah, what is it now?
I have to look at the actual. Yeah. What do we talk about?
What you wanted on the real property?
No, Trigger. Your other page.
2412.
You want it on 12.
It's supposed to be right. It's supposed to be
25.
It had been, and then I found it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right.
Yep.
Because actually, the comptroller has the code 2412, which is rental of real property, other governments. Don't ask me how I found it. I think I found it on the annual report doing something.
So the T Parish doesn't mean anything as of now, then?
Right. Not after, no. Once, okay. After a few fiscal years, that line can probably just be changed to something else. 2410. So, yeah, it can be deleted after a few years. Don't ask me how I do a couple.
Unless you give it a title for something.
Yeah.
About 3 years, isn't it?
Usually, but you've got 1, 2. Yeah, this would be 3. So we'd have to let it disappear after a while. Mm-hmm. Just like I can probably theoretically take off the, well, on the debt service on here, bonds. Or at least the code line for the bond, but they're zeroed out anyway. So, all right, so let's see, licenses and permits. Yeah. Now that 2750 line, that's a new one that the comptroller's office wants to use for the AIM payments when I report it. So that's why that's there. Instead of wherever it was prior to that. Oh, instead of 3001.
Yeah.
So.
Right, that's why it shows the negative 100.
Yeah. But it actually got moved up to 2750. So.
We don't get any of that anymore, do we?
Yeah, we do. It probably hasn't come in yet.
No. I meant the license and permits.
No, that all goes. He's paid by the town, so the town gets the money. Because if he did give it to us, I have to give it to him. I have to get it over to the town. I really don't like that idea.
No, I think we had an argument on that too.
No, quit taking my revenue. No, it's the town's money. Well, next year then you take it. Let's see. Yeah. Mortgage tax. That's where we get the money from county. Anytime somebody sells property, we get a chunk of
mortgage tax.
Yeah. So you can see we're only about, we guesstimated 2,000. So far we've made 1,500. So again, that's a guesstimate. Not as good as last year, though, mm-hmm. or the year before.
Yeah, I think it'll be up this year. I mean, properties are selling pretty quick. Anybody that's selling their house, they're selling for.
Yeah,
it's definitely a seller's market. Mm-hmm. Great time to sell. Sucky time to buy.
Market drifted down, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. And then there's your state aid other. That's whatever else is left over that the state wants classified, because sometimes they would give it as the AIM slash other payments and they want it coded two different line items. So that's why there's two different line items looking like that. And there's your CHIPS money, which is the same as your CHIPS expenditure column, because they balance out.
Okay.
Yep.
And I think we're all set there.
So, and just since the same thing for the sewer, same thing for the general. Basically, another analysis. So basically, we're taking less from our appropriated balance than last year. Only it's down 1.91%. So we're still taking about 20,000. So as you can see, we're attempting to raise revenues totaling 153,933, and we're taking $20,011 to balance it out to come up to our budget of 173,944, which is only again a 0.54% increase. So obviously we've got enough on our.
So that actually only raises our taxes about 4 cents on it.
Actually, it doesn't even raise them.
Does it?
No. Well, it goes down.
But I wouldn't drop it down.
Mathematically, it goes to the mathematical relationship, it goes down.
Yeah, but we're going to keep it the same though, right?
Well, what we're levying taxes at 91 whatever. But the way the math is? Yeah. Okay.
It went down, but right. We're not going to lower the tax rate. In other words, I'm going to pay the same issue as I did last.
Yeah.
Maybe a cent less. The way the math comes out, it's like we are raising taxes of 91,695. The total taxable value in the village went up from last year, which is why it's going to go down.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
This year's total taxable within the village is 22,384,465. That's, divide 91,695 divided by 22,384,465 times 1,000 is 4.1. The current fiscal year, we were at 4.11.
Yeah.
Down a penny.
All right. Maybe you should work with the town so they can get their taxes down.
No.
Well, I don't understand. Here's how come we're the only county? In New York State, you can't make money on the garbage.
Sorry, what?
I said, I don't understand how come we're the only county in New York State that can't make money on their garbage.
Because Oswego County can't ship it outside of Oswego County. It has to stay inside.
No. I'm talking about all the.
I think we're done, Matt.
No scrap. Mm-hmm. No, that stuff.
Okay, Jackie. No.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep, I'll sign off. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.